Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This weekend, Democrats around the state begin caucusing in town halls, libraries, and private homes to select their candidates for the U.S. Senate. The candidates must capture at least 15% of the caucus votes, as well as collect 10,000 voter signatures in order to be eligible for the primary ballot. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov has this update on the Democratic contest.
There are two candidates who have their eyes set on the Democratic primary, Marisa DeFranco and Jim King. And then there's Elizabeth Warren. She appears to be focused on the general election to unseat Republican Senator Scott Brown.
Hi, this is Dan, and I'm a volunteer for Elizabeth Warren's U.S. Senate campaign.
At Warren headquarters in Somerville, more than a dozen volunteers work the phones. They're not mentioning the September primary. They're talking about Brown and the November election.
I hope Elizabeth can count on your support for the U.S. Senate.
Since Warren's entry into the race, five Democratic candidates have given up their campaigns. In apparent recognition, they didn't have a chance against her. But Marisa DeFranco and Jim King are not deterred. But they say they're frustrated that Warren rarely engages with them in primary events, such as this one at Boston Latin Academy.
We'd love to have Elizabeth Warren here and at other forums in the future so that we can articulate our individual positions on the issues that are important in this campaign. Hopefully you and I can be successful in getting that done.
But if we're not, we're a pretty good show on our own, right, Jim?
That's right. That's right.
And that's what they've become, a show on their own. Warren has been a no-show at five candidate forums held by Democratic town committees since she declared in mid-September. Two towns canceled their events after Warren declined to take part. There's one tonight in Maynard that Warren's campaign says she can't attend because of scheduling. Maynard's chair of the town committee, Maura Flynn, says Warren is sending the wrong signal by skipping these forums.
That she's too good for everybody. I mean, this is the feeling I get. And I mean, this is very elitist to me when I hear she's too busy.
Warren was not available to comment for this story. However, her campaign notes Warren did attend a union-organized forum last weekend, and her staff has held 95 meetings throughout the state and say more than 3,000 people have participated. Warren's campaign says she's working across Massachusetts to earn the Democratic nomination with the message that she'll fight for the middle class and take on big banks. John Walsh, chair of the state Democratic Party, wouldn't criticize Warren for not attending some forums because he says each candidate has a different strategy for winning.
I'm certain that all of these candidates are aggressively pursuing that grassroots strategy. I see it. I hear about it. Whether one has a plan that says ABC and another one has DEF, that's to them. But there is no question that each of these candidates are aggressively engaging the grassroots, and I think that's smart. If I felt they weren't, I'd be calling any of them and saying, hey, what the heck are you doing?
Despite her absence from most primary forums, Warren is leading the Democratic field. She's raised $6 million, and a December poll showed she would beat Brown in a general election. Meanwhile, DeFranco and King are running shoestring campaigns. DeFranco says she's raised $50,000, King $100,000. They both hold campaign events around the state and make sure they spend time talking with people, as they did at the Boston Latin Forum.
I was reading your thing and it said...
DeFranco often references her solo immigration practice in Middleton, saying it gives her real-world experience as a small business owner. DeFranco says her priority is to create more jobs, and she notes one way to do that involves switching to a single-payer health care system. DeFranco also says she wants to loosen immigration rules.
There's no avenue for anything else besides high-skill workers, and so people need to come to the reality that we need to have an avenue for both skilled workers, highly skilled workers, and everything else in between.
Like DeFranco, Jim King is also an attorney. He once worked in the antitrust division of the U.S. Department of Justice and now runs his own law firm with offices in Boston, New York, and Washington. King highlights jobs, too, calling for a massive public works program to create openings. And he says he would defend the Health Care Reform Act. On foreign policy, King says it's time for the U.S. to scale back its international intervention.
I'd get out of Afghanistan now. I think the way we conduct ourselves effectively in foreign policy is by our actions, by example.
These are the kinds of issues that King and DeFranco both say they'll continue to address at community forums. But they also say they want to debate Elizabeth Warren in a higher-profile format. At this stage, there are no scheduled debates before the primary vote. As for the caucuses starting this weekend, Elizabeth Warren's campaign says she's been building a grassroots army of caucus-goers and is confident she'll have a strong turnout in the coming weeks. All the candidates face a May 8th deadline. Each has to collect 10,000 voter signatures by then to secure their names on the primary ballot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.